So do this guy double some black magic? I wonder if he just said that because he's black.
What are you saying? You're the Magnus, right?
I could kill them in 4 seconds.
Future Magnus, I should say. Right, my name's Wyatt. I'm the healer. That's what people call me anyway. And I'm going to be teaching you today.
I'm getting bad vibes from this guy.
You just saw Virgil, am I right? Yeah. How did you find that? What did he teach you? Yeah, Virgil's a good lad. He's really smart. Really book smart. It's got a really, really small mana pool, though. It's tiny. Mine's bigger than average. Yeah. I mean, I can tell yours is quite sizable, too. I mean, not as big as mine, because mine's quite large. But, yeah, you've got a good pool yourself. Listen. The way I like to talk about mana is, do you like dick? Do you like dicks? Yeah, because the way I like to describe it is, you know, if you have like a guy with like a 4-inch, he can, you know, get the job done. He can fulfill some tasks, but not all of them. Someone who's bigger, they can, you know, they can really get in there. Most people like that. And when you're like Virgil, well, I think that would be the equivalent of a micro penis. Yeah, that's how small his mana pool is. Yeah. Sucks for him. Because mana is pretty genetic. I mean, you can increase the size of it with a lot of practice, but it takes so long. It's better to be born gifted like me. And like you, because, you know, you've got a good pull yourself. Yeah. Have you met anyone else? I know that Alpheus is a tricky one. He likes to weasel his way in. All right. What about Kenji? Have you met him? Huh. You haven't? That's interesting. Yeah, anyway, we should probably get to studying and learning, right? Yeah. So, like I said, I'm the healer. I heal people. Trying to think of things to say about myself. I'm not really good at introductions and stuff. I guess I can say that my family, they come from a long line of druids. They want to be like one with nature and all that. They care about balance, give and take, respecting nature, and obviously healing, which is why, you know, a lot of techniques have been passed down to me, and I'm here in this position, a well-established mage ready to teach. Yeah, so how about we get started with some basic healing? I mean, most mages should be able to do basic healing. Because it's just, you know, converting mana into vitality. But if it was that simple, then everyone would be a healer. The reason why they call me a healer is I can actually heal more intrusive ailments, such as that little mark that Kenji has obviously given you on your palm. Yeah, you said that you didn't meet Kenji, but it looks like he somehow marked you. Maybe he did it when you weren't paying attention. Because surely you wouldn't lie to me. No, be quiet. Let me remove this. There. Real healing is thorough. I can remove the mark and I can remove all the magic tied to it. You're welcome. So, how about, as a thank you, you tell me some secrets that Kenji or Virgil have told you? How about that? I mean, after all, I'm going to be teaching you one of my most groundbreaking techniques, so it would be nice if you could give me something back. If you feel like it. I'm not going to force you. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. Right. Okay. Well, my specialty, the thing that sets me apart from normal healers, is I'm a siphoner. I can siphon and convert vitality into mana. I mean, it's not that special. But I can also siphon mana and turn it into vitality. You probably don't understand the importance of that, but typically if you can siphon vitality, you can't siphon mana and vice versa. I can do both. Yeah, it's quite complicated to explain. But I'll do it anyway. So, when you siphon vitality, the problem is that if someone has mana, and most living things with a soul have mana, plants also can have mana if it's like an old tree or something, because then it can develop a spirit. I'm not really that educated on all the spiritualism stuff, you'd have to ask Kenji, but some plants do have spirits, and if a plant does possess a spirit, then it has mana, and so you can't drain its vitality. Unless you can drain mana. If you can drain the mana from something, once you take it all, you can then drain its vitality. Yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, let's just do a basic example with the plants around us. So, you see, there's a lot of vines on the columns around us. And some weeds on the floor. And bugs as well. Watch. See? And I culminate all of that vitality into this orb. And then, we convert it to mana. Like so.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. Take a look at the help section in your Alexa app.
Sorry, that was my Alexa. Yeah, I got it from the Lesser Natural World. Isn't it cool? I don't know why you people use it, but it's like a souvenir for me. Anyway. As you can see, the orb, we convert it to mana, like so, and then we can use said mana to cast any spell we want. Now, the great thing about siphoning is that it does not actually use mana, in a way. Let me explain. So, when you cast a spell, you're converting mana into something else, and then throwing it away. And so you then have to naturally regenerate that mana. When you siphon vitality or you siphon mana, you actually extend your own mana over something else. And you use it as somewhat of a current, like water. You create a flow, it goes through it, and it takes other things with it, and then you flow it back into yourself. This is why if you have a larger pool of mana like me, you can pretty much be unstoppable to anyone with a smaller pool. I think there's some intricacies. I know that Yuri talks about the structure of mana and residuals and stuff, but honestly, that just all sounds like bullshit to me. I've had no problem siphoning other mages' mana or their vitality. Look, I'm just saying, it's not difficult. And you should practice on the plants or that bird, right there. Or, do you see that? That's a spirit. See, this is a perfect example. Spirits are made of pure mana, so this will be a great example on how to siphon mana. Observe. Don't talk. I need to focus.
please make it stop. No. Help me, help me, help me.
Yes, the spirits are quite squirmy. You see, they're mostly made of mana, and so siphoning it is like ripping their body apart, their skin, their flesh, if they were human or a biological being. That's what it would be like, someone ripping and peeling your skin and flesh off, draining all of your blood. It must be excruciating. But no less. And then, once we have unraveled it, all that's left is mana. Beautiful, beautiful mana. And spirits are made of mana, like I said, so you actually can get so much from them. Never pass up an opportunity to take from others. That's my advice for you. That's pretty much it, to be honest. Oh, there's actually one more thing that I want to do, actually. There's another lesser known technique. I wouldn't say I'm the first one to discover it, but I've definitely gotten a lot of use out of it. And I'm sure a friendly, attractive person such as yourself will be more than happy to oblige me, especially considering I just taught you so much. Have you ever gardened before? Yeah, gardening. Have you ever done that? Yeah, so what you can do is, with some plants, you can take a little cutting, like a leaf or a stem. You just do a little cut diagonally, and then you put it in some dirt. And sometimes it catches root, and then it becomes its own self-sustaining plant. And all you need is just a little tiny cut from it. See, the thing is, there are lots of magics which I can't use, such as mind reading. You know, the thing that you've been doing this entire time. Yeah, and I'm not the best at seeing spirits, but obviously you learned a thing from Kenji and Alpheus. And I would love to have those abilities for myself. So, what I'm going to do, and what you're going to let me do, is I'm going to take a cutting of your mana. Yeah. So, just don't struggle. No, stop, stop, stop. Listen, I don't need your consent. I don't care what you have to say. I'm going to take what I want, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And if you try and fight back, then it's just going to be painful for you, because remember when you first came in? Remember the first thing that went through my head? Something about 4 seconds. Yeah, keep that in mind, and keep still. I'll tell you when I'm finished, but I'm taking what I want from you.